Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Limmler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about the good news of joy. And a follow-up to yesterday's message here at Deer Run with that same title, as we looked at the announcement to Mary that she would give birth to a son, and her response to God in being willing to do what he wanted, what he was asking, and particularly the response of John, who was not yet born. That when Mary went to her relative Elizabeth's home, the baby that Elizabeth was carrying, John, the Bible says, leaped for joy in Elizabeth's womb. And as we think about the good news of joy, we're going to be talking and praying this week about various aspects, about how Jesus within us ought to elicit that same response, leaping for joy by those that encounter Jesus through us. This morning, we're going to be focused in on joy that leads to generosity. We talked a little bit last week about generosity, and I think it's kind of fitting that we come back to it because it is a very core nature of who God is. We can be generous and we ought to be generous because God is generous. And sometimes we think that depends on our definition of what we have left over. God says there's a different kind of generosity. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 2 says, out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. I suspect that sounds like a rather strange combination. Overflowing joy and extreme poverty. And even when we consider what those might look like together, I'm doubtful that our first reaction that those two things could produce would be generosity. And yet, that is what Paul is writing about. To Christians who were going through severe trials, that did not have it easy, that at every turn faced hardships of many kinds. And in the midst of the difficulty of life, in the midst of the trials of life, the hardships of life, the things that nobody wants, there was an overflowing joy. Not because they like the hardships, but I suspect it's because they had learned what James wrote about when he says to consider it pure joy when you face trials and hardships of many kinds, because you know that these trials produce perseverance. They produce a variety of things, and he creates this flow chart, so to speak, in the book of James, where the end result is that these trials produce a confidence in your faith, a steadfast awareness that your faith and trust in Jesus is not in vain. And so as Paul's writing, I suspect that those that he is writing to have learned that lesson. And in the midst of the severe trials, their joy is overflowing because they are being reminded daily that the God who said he would never leave them nor forsake them never will and never has. And yet, even in the midst of this overflowing joy, they are experiencing an extreme poverty, primarily brought about by some of these severe trials. And life was, well, worse than difficult. In our pursuit of comfort, we would have said it was unbearable. And yet, when we think about this good news of joy, yesterday we looked at that basic outline as being the good news of Jesus, the good news of overcoming obstacles, the good news of yielding to God. And when we are filled with that kind of joy, our circumstances should not be the determining factor in how we respond. Our joy ought to be the determining factor. And that's the case in this text that I just read. That even out of their extreme poverty, this overwhelming joy produced a generosity that was noticeable. I don't know what that generosity looked like. And I'm not sure we're supposed to know what it looks like, because God's desire, as we talked about last week, is that we learn to be generous in every way possible. In our American culture, we tend to equate generosity with money. And we just leave it at that. And so the people that we describe as generous are typically the people who are willing to give their money. And yet in God's economy, there's so much more of value that we have that we can either be stingy with or we can be generous with. Our money, our financial resources, is one piece of that puzzle, but how generous are we with our time, with our talents and abilities, the skills that we have? How generous are we in sharing our faith and being that representative of Jesus to those who need to see the light of Jesus in a very dark circumstance? How stingy are we when it comes to love, when it comes to serving, when it comes to helping others? You see, we almost get the idea that if we don't have, or we don't think we have more than we need in money, that we have nothing to be generous with. And one of the things that I've discovered is that when we learn to live with an attitude of generosity, when we learn to live with an overflowing joy, that we often discover we have not only more things to be generous with, but even the things we don't think we have go a lot further. And we discover that there might be more money than we thought there was. And we learn to be generous in a sacrificial way because that overflowing joy comes from a trust of God. And we watch God multiply what we may consider to be meager resources. And even why watch God cut down our resources, because, well, maybe we depend on them instead of Him. And even as he does that, we learn that he provides according to his riches and glory. And when that extreme poverty results in no financial resources at all, God continues to show us how to be generous. God continues to help us examine more accurately the resources that are at our disposal. And in the midst of great trials and persecution, God's people have a need to be joyful in order that that joy produced, that in order that that joy produces generosity. And when we learn to be generous with God, we learn to be generous with one another. God's kingdom grows because people begin to see a reflection of God in us. They begin to experience a generous God who loves them in a way that they've not earned. A generous God who loves us in a way we've not earned. And regardless of our circumstances, when we begin to live with that kind of focus, we become reminded of just what it is that we have that is so valuable. When everything is stripped away, when life makes no sense at all, if we continue to hold on to Jesus, we have enough. Because regardless of how much abundance we have in this life, there will come a time when that abundance no longer helps. And we stand before God with one basic question: what have we done with Jesus? And when we have learned to be generous in all things, this overflowing generosity comes from this abundant love. It comes from this magnificent joy. And it even comes in the midst of extreme poverty. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need in order to live with an attitude of generosity, even in the midst of extreme trials. In the midst of extreme poverty, you fill us with an overflowing joy that overcomes all of those things that the devil uses to tempt us not to be generous. And God, in those times of life when we examine our own resources and we find them wanting, may we be motivated to not look so closely at ourselves, but look more closely to you. And may we learn from what James has written about considering the various trials that we face with pure joy, because they remind us of just how much you have given us. They remind us of the faith that we live with. They remind us of the steadfast promises that you have made. And we become filled with joy knowing that whatever circumstances we face are not permanent here on earth. But there's a greater circumstance coming, a circumstance when we share with you in all things. And so God, may our overflowing joy be combined with whatever level of poverty that we experience in a way that produces an extreme generosity. God, I pray today that your people, and not just your people in the big general sense, but your people as individuals, would be known as generous people. And may you teach us today what that looks like. May you show us the things that you've put into our life that we ought to be giving. And may you help us to use them wisely in ways that make the light of Jesus shine brighter, in ways that grow your kingdom, in ways that lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.